Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Brittany Bain. She is the founder of All Around with Downs, and she is a Down Syndrome Ambassador for the state of North Dakota. And Brittany, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It all the way up here from Ellendale, North Dakota, out of Dickey County, to talk about this today. There's a fun, amazing event coming up on August 25th in Ellendale that we're going to be talking about. But first, Brittany, do you want to kind of explain your ties with, your All Around with Downs, why you founded that organization and kind of your working with Down Syndrome?
Yes, I have two children, a daughter that's 5 and a 4-year-old son who has Down syndrome, which kind of led me on my journey to advocacy. So when you have children in general, they don't really come with a book on how to. And having a child with special needs, such as a medical diagnosis like Down syndrome, right. You start learning different areas, the medical field, the school system, the judicial system, even to get some of those rights. So that led me to become a Down Syndrome Ambassador for the state of North Dakota. And it's a volunteer program, and you go around and try to promote funding projects and encourage, grow, and strengthen and organize people in the community along with their networking in with Congress and legislative staff. So sure. Along with that, then that led me to becoming a North Dakota State Council member on developmental disabilities. It's formerly known as like the DD Council.
Okay.
And that also is a wonderful volunteer program. Only 20 people are picked wow. by the governor and the state. So I was lucky enough to get picked. 60% of the people on the council are people with disabilities or direct family members with someone with disabilities. Okay. So it is very centered to individuals with disabilities in the state of North Dakota.
Awesome.
And the council missions, they advocate and try to make sure that policy changes are still going for independence and productivity and inclusion for all the residents in North Dakota with disabilities.
Okay, so that's what you guys are constantly working on then?
Yes. What we do is we get grants, we fund different projects throughout the state to promote various things for inclusion, employment, and promote empowering for them to advocate for themselves.
Excellent. Very good. Again, Brittany Bain joining us here on Let's Talk About It. She's a Down Syndrome Ambassador for the state again, and she's with All Around with Downs, founder of that. And Brittany, you did something really amazing. There's something coming up in Ellendale on August 25th that you've kind of like undertook yourself, and you got some inspiration for that from something else too, right?
Yes, I decided that there was a huge need in rural areas, and I'm from Ellendale, Dickey County, and I was formerly from Brown County, South Dakota, and those areas are very rural, and there's mm-hmm. not a lot of things as far as it goes for big projects funded. And one thing that I noticed when I took my children to a park, they're beautiful parks here. I love them. But they have some opportunity for improvement. And I noticed my son with the low muscle tone when he was younger, he yeah. couldn't even enjoy anything in the park. He couldn't climb on anything. Slides were scary.
Right.
The swings, he just didn't have enough muscle tone to even sit up to use them. So I decided when I was going to all my meetings in Bismarck and Fargo, they had these wonderful inclusion swings. And so I applied for a grant from the DD Council, the North Dakota State Council on Developmental Disabilities. They gave me the grant to purchase 2 brand new swings for the Ellendale Park.
Wow.
And they will support up to 100 pounds. They're going to be mainly used for, birth to 5-year-olds, which I think is great. They're bright blue and yellow, yeah. so they're fun colors. I was able to go around my community after I got this grant, yeah. and Dakota Plains Credit Union is providing food for everybody, which is awesome. We have Mertz Lumber and the American Legion, Post 137, that's giving out popcorn. I have the Harvest Inn donating all of the party supplies, OLS, Farmers Union, Dollar General. And of course, myself and the Food Pride in Ellendale, they are also provided bottled water, some cool gifts. I have buckets and pails that are about my height, and I'm 5'5", that I still have to fill Whoa. With all my free stuff. So there's yeah. a lot of great things happening. And Menards, even in Jamestown here,
wow.
helped me also. Not only did I get 2 swings, I was also able to rebuild a park swing set in one of our camping areas.
Wow.
So very excited to facelift some things and make sure we can get more inclusion involved with the new park plans and in my rural area, because there are no public swings like this or inclusion swings until you get to the bigger cities like Bismarck, Fargo, or Sioux Falls.
Right.
So my goal was just to bring that back to the rural areas and kind of see a need there and help that.
Which is awesome. So more focusing on the rural areas for things like that. So this is going on August 25th in Ellendale, starting at 3 o'clock. Now, being this is a nonprofit too, Brittany, and you're looking to do more of these things in rural areas, obviously this isn't your first stop. I'm sure there's a lot of different things you also have planned or in the works as well, right?
Yes. Last year I did my first annual Down Syndrome Awareness Raffle, which is in October. I did that out of the Aberdeen Mall down there in Brown County. Again, I have ties to Brown County and Dickey County. I really, just my heart's really in those two communities. And so last year I was able to help 10 families with travel reimbursement. Maybe it was going out to eat or getting passes so they could just take their family and have a little mini vacation.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand that insurance doesn't cover everything.
Yeah.
And it's hard and it's very expensive at times and stressful.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give back to those families in those communities. So this year, besides my event on the last Saturday of this month, August 25th at 3 p.m. at the Ellendale South Park, I will be having another Down Syndrome Awareness Raffle again in October in the Aberdeen Mall.
Awesome. Excellent. So individuals in that area can obviously look forward to that. And I'm sure if there's people up here in this area, too, they can get involved with that, too, Brittany, if they want to.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay.
I'm planning on doing a raffle in the mall in Aberdeen and also something up here, too, in Dickey County
at
the same time. So I'm hoping I'm not spreading myself too
thin.
Here,
two places in once.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. So, again, Brittany Bain here on Let's Talk About It. She is the founder of All Around with Downs and, again, a North Dakota ambassador for Down Syndrome on Let's Talk About It. So make sure you have plans if you're in the Ellendale area to get there to South Park starting at 3 o'clock. It sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. Brittany, are you constantly looking for, are you looking for any volunteers for anything? Are you, what are you looking for maybe from community members to help you in your endeavors and what you're doing?
I would love to see people reach out more. I do have support groups that I host online or in person at the Ellendale Library.
Okay.
I'm also on the library board there, too, in Ellendale.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, you can always go to All Around with Downs on Facebook or allaroundwithdowns@yahoo.com if you're interested in any volunteer work. Just PM me, message me. I'm pretty flexible that way.
Okay.
Anyone's welcome if they want to volunteer. I'd sure appreciate the extra hands. And that's what this is all about. Get
for
the
sure.
community together and, you know, let's get talking and help support each other and just enjoy a beautiful day at the park. So
absolutely perfect. So again, that's August 25th. A lot of ways to get a hold of Brittany. Do you have any other way they can contact you, Brittany, if they have questions or anything, or is Facebook and that email address the best way to do so?
Those would be the best.
Okay. So again, that's All Around with Downs on Facebook and allaroundwithdowns@yahoo.com. Brittany, anything else you want to mention about your organization, your nonprofit, or about the events you have planned?
Well, I'm looking for raffle items for October. So if any company would like to contact me and donate anything, I sure would appreciate it. I make sure that I give credit back to everybody, and I want to make it a big blowout, too, in October. So
perfect.
Halloween's around that time, too, so it should be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a blast. So great thing that Brittany is doing. And again, contact her if you want to help out with raffle items, volunteering, or anything like that. Brittany, thanks so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.